And I met this one guy and he blew my socks away. He closed somebody in one phone call on a real estate deal. And I never saw anyone do that before. And all that education and knowledge. And I said, how did you do that, man? And he made more money on this one phone call than I made in a whole year with a law degree working for a Fortune 500 company.
Welcome to the Coaching Inc. podcast, the only podcast dedicated to helping coaches and consultants start and scale their coaching business. This is the No Fluff Zone. If you're ready to grow your client list, work from anywhere, and reach true financial freedom, stand by, because the show begins right now.
Bam!
Here's your host, Tom Kroll.
This is Claude Diamond. I will say this, that this is over a decade ago now when I started. There has been one name consistently from day one, from the first time I went to a Sean Terry conference over a decade ago, where every single person is like, well, if you're struggling with sales, if you don't know how to close, if you don't know how to have awkward conversations, if you're too scripted, there's only one guy. And I remember Claude coming up then. And then I remember about two or three, four maybe years into my journey, I was in a group where Joe McCall had shared a video. And I know Claude knows this video, and it was the greatest video I've ever seen because Claude, without no script, no practice, no preparation, was able to get on the phone and basically do this call where he was like, why am I calling you again? And the person who he was selling actually convinced him, and it was brilliant and beautiful. Claude's stuff works. He has been around for a long time. He's perfected this.
I'm only 36, but I lie about my age.
36 years old, 36 years young, and he's brilliant at this, guys. And I always refer all of my clients to Claude. He really knows how to just, absolutely. It's, yeah, for sure. I mean, I will ring the victory bell for that because every single time without fail, all of my clients get back to me and say, guys, Claude is number one. So I wanted to give Claude a little introduction, but you know, this podcast, guys, we are going to deep dive. We're going to put him in the hot seat. We're going to figure out all of his secrets and figure out how the heck is he doing this, because he's the best in the country at high ticket phone sales. And I'm sure closing in general, but for our purposes, when you guys have these people calling in and saying, hey, Johnny, Sally, Bobby, I want to find out more. How do I get what you've got? He has the technique and the script on how to close that person and collect a credit card. So with that introduction, Claude, first of all, thank you for being here. I appreciate your time, especially while you're up in the snow and I'm down with the mangoes and coconuts in Florida. So I appreciate you taking some time out of your day instead of being on the slopes. Why don't you tell us a little bit? Give me a 30-second, who are you, just in case they don't know, past that introduction. What did I miss?
I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I found something I'm good at, something I'm passionate about, something that has always put food on the table, kept us debt-free. I could have retired years ago, and the trouble is this is such an addictive, fun business, and I'm just grateful to it. Always give credit to my mentor. I had a wonderful mentor. I wrote a couple books about him. His name was Max. And, you know, I went to college, I went to law school, I went to every seminar I ever invented. I read every Napoleon Hill and Dale Carnegie book and everything. And I was still struggling to make the money that we all want.
Right.
And I met this one guy and he blew my socks away. He closed somebody in one phone call on a real estate deal. And I never saw anyone do that before. And all that education and knowledge. And I said, how did you do that, man? And he made more money on this one phone call that I made in a whole year with a law degree working for a Fortune 500 company.
Right.
And I said, how did you do that? And he said, I don't know, I just do it. And I said, how did you do that shit? You know? Right. And he said, I just do it. He was a natural salesman. And that, you know, it's hard to copy somebody who does something so naturally, so intuitively. And I said, I got to learn this because I'm struggling. I'm tired of being broke and sweating, paying the rent and rubbing, not having, you know, did you ever go on a date and your credit card came back with the waiter, you know, on a first date? That it's not fun.
So
I basically was his gopher. Today they call it an intern. I was a gopher. Hey, get me a bagel and a cup of coffee. And I was around this genius in sales, this persuader, I called him.
Okay.
And I started to put together some of my academic knowledge of psychology. Why is he doing this? He didn't give presentations. He asked questions like a doctor would.
Right.
And he got people emotionally involved.
Right.
And I started studying all these different areas of psychology, you know, Freud, Jung, Pavlov, Dr. Eric Byrne, transactional analysis, Dr. Milton Erickson, conversational, tons of psychology. And I put together the gut sales method. That was longer than 20 seconds. I'm sorry.
No, this is brilliant. You know, as you're speaking, I'm thinking back when I first was introduced to you, and I was looking at some of your techniques, and I literally like took the script. I had it pasted above my monitor, behind my monitor. I had it up, all of these, you know, these scripts and yeah, what to say, not your script. I had not a good script. That looks like a much better mind map script, but I had it and I literally took it off the wall and I threw it in the garbage and I said, okay. And I just started doing what you were doing. And I said, well, I don't know if I want to work with you. Why don't you tell me if I should work with you? You tell me, like, what are you like? And I was just like, I don't know why I'm calling you. You tell me why would I call you? And it was so, it took a little perfecting, but it was pretty good.
Yeah. The art of persuasion, it's an art and science. It takes a little bit of thespian skills, art of acting. It takes a knowledge of human behavior. And I put it together in a pretty simple three-step system. It's question-based. It's called GUTS, great, untraditional, unorthodox techniques of sales. It's not a scripted, we always say scripts are caca, because you and I, are we reading a script right now?
No script.
Right. It's just two guys. We're relaxed. We're having fun. We're exchanging information. Right. And that's the missing link for your subscribers, your watchers right now. If you can you have these, a couple, good, just two or three? I have a thing called rule of five. Can you speak to five people today? I don't even care if it's the Walmart greeter.
Right.
Can you speak to a few people today and have a nice conversation, a fun conversation? And guess what happens when you speak to people and you act like a doctor? You ask a few questions. Hey, gee, what's your biggest challenge? What's your biggest problem, Tom? Tom, what's your goal? Where would you like to be 30 days, a year in 2024? You mind if I ask you a few questions? I want to help you. And then you ask me a few questions. And if we could find a way to do business at the end of this conversation, wonderful. If not, could you do me one little favor, Tom?
Sure.
Would you please fire me?
You got it.
You don't have to say you'll think about it or get back to me. We're two men of the world here. And I'm just finding a way, you know, and no one ever speaks to prospects like this.
Right. And this I agree. Yeah. When I heard you do it, that was my first. I was like, who is this guy who is talking to people like in this way? I love, and you know what I noticed about it, Claude, is that you had, I feel like everybody is kind of, you know, dressed up in this role. And what I really appreciated about what you did is it kind of like broke. It was like, hey, God, hello. Like, I feel like there's an undercurrent and everybody has this mask on and you just go right to the undercurrent of like, hey, what are we actually talking about here? And you do it in a way that's approachable and friendly without being rude or offensive or too aggressive, which
I can be aggressive.
Okay.
Okay. I say something I've written 9, 10 books. I just wrote a new book, The Haunted Investor. But one of my books is the gut sales method rules. One of the rules in this book is that people get upset sometimes with this. So I hope nobody's driving right now. The salesperson comes first.
Okay.
Which is the direct opposite of everything you hear. And so I think you have to have a certain amount of assertiveness. I feel most of the people I work with, I wouldn't work with them otherwise, and the same for you. They're good people. They're honest people. They want to give value. They return phone calls. They're trying to make a living and put food on the table, but they're also trying to help people.
Right.
Somebody who works hard to help someone else solve a problem, don't they deserve to be compensated?
Absolutely. Yes.
So the salesperson comes first. And there's something, if you're a fan of, like I am, of Robert Cialdini, there's one of his psychological triggers. He talks about scarcity and reciprocity and social proof. The one I like is authority.
Okay.
Role play with me real quick.
Let's do it.
Tell me you want to think about it. This is my favorite one.
I'm one of those guys, Claude, like, I got to think about it.
Tom? Promise you won't get mad at me what I say next?
I won't get mad at you.
You're a gentleman. Thank you. Tom, you're not allowed to think about it.
Okay. What do you mean?
You came to me with a problem. You told me you don't have enough leads. You're not getting enough new coaching clients. You need to increase your business substantially. We've had a great conversation. I've made a decision, Tom. I want to work with you. And it's not the money, is it?
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's always the money.
It's a big decision. And it's, you know, I think, you know, I just think at that dollar, at that price point, you know, I'm just one of those guys. I need to kind of take a day or two, you know, and talk to my wife, kind of pray about it.
Tom, why don't we just say it's over?
So, okay. Oh, I love the way you did it. All right, now, let's see. You don't want to work with me. Yeah, oh, man.
No, I'd love to work with you. I told you I want to work with you. I want to see you get from $5,000 a month to $50,000 a month. And we could imagine for a moment in the next 30 days, you and I working together. I'm not going to give you to my assistant or somebody in a third world country. I'm going to work with you. We're going to practice role play. Can you imagine in 30 days? If you're starting to get more customers, make more money, have more fun, more time for your beautiful spouse and kids, can you smell that freedom?
I can smell it. Yeah, I smell it.
Okay. Let me ask you one other thing.
Okay.
Before I go, Tom, let's forget about the money for a minute. Take the money out completely. If the money wasn't an issue, you still wouldn't be able to say yes to me right now, would you?
I mean, if money wasn't an issue, I mean, I guess I would say yes, yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, I would say yes.
Boom, commitment. Now we work out the money, the finance, this stalls the objections. Here's the point, the logic off the role play. You did great, by the way. Thank you. You said you're my Abbott to my Costello. You were great. in that little role play, if your viewers can rewind this on the podcast, they will hear probably something like 5 to 8 moves, a psychological move. I did redirection. I did stroking and nurturing. I did authority. I have made a decision. I did a little something that I'm coming out with next year. It's called Gut 6.0. It's conversational hypnosis. Did you hear me use the word imagine a few times?
Yes.
If I use the word imagine and I change my tonality and volume, and I use certain aspects of the five senses sometimes.
Okay.
And I say, can you imagine for a moment? And what's your favorite food?
Oh, Italian food.
Oh, you know what, Tom? You know what my wife made me for dinner last night? I mean, she brought a giant plate of angel hair pasta with this most delicious red tomato sauce, gigantic, delicious meatballs. And then she ground this fresh cheese around it. And then she makes her own garlic bread and we wash it down with a little wonderful Chianti. You know, oh God, the taste, the smell, the steam coming off the pasta. And then the garlic bread, the crunch. Can you hear? Okay. Is everybody going to have spaghetti and meatballs tonight?
Oh, yeah. I can see the Parmesan cheese getting shredded right now.
That is called conversational hypnosis. That is part of Gut 6.0. When we put a picture in someone's mind, are they more likely to say yes?
Yes.
These are the persuasion techniques of the gut sales method, something I call positive manipulation. If you get off the phone with me, here's the logic here. Can we tell the truth here or should I sugarcoat everything?
Let's be blunt.
Okay. The blunt thing is when someone says to me, we'll take your world. When someone says, Tom, you're a great guy. I love the information. I can't wait to tell my wife. I'm going to think about it. I'll get back to you in a week or two. I just got to check my finances and things like that. What is the percentages of that person coming back to you?
Very low. Single digit.
Very low. And we're in a percentage business. What does Las Vegas do? Okay. Las Vegas, if they get them inside the casino and they keep the lights down and they give them a lot of free drinks and there's no clocks, do they stay in that casino? The odds are in their favor. When we do business, we have to convert the numbers in our favor and we only get one chance to do it.
So, okay. I love that. And, you know, I love how you do this, like leaving the conversation and making the decision that it's a no. Is that part of the gut system where it's like when they're, okay, so you're kind of just shutting it down and you're the one who's saying no to them and they're kind of chasing you?
That's called scarcity. When you go to someone, if the amateur salesperson, taking that role play we just did, Tom, call me anytime. Oh, it's great. No rush. Don't worry about it. Take your time. Talk to your wife and everything like that. How much money did that person make?
None. Right.
Life is short, and we're in a very, very competitive world. There's a lot of good people out there with a lot of information, and they spend tens of thousands a month on marketing. I'm one little guy who works with his wife and has no employees, and I run a multi-million dollar business. Why?
Right.
Because I know, because I'm not overly aggressive, but I cut to the chase. I do something called emotional selling, EQ, emotional quotient. If I can get somebody in where they're thinking, hey, maybe this Tom's the right guy for me to work with. You know, he's talking to me. He's very direct. He sounds like he's not begging me. He doesn't need me. He even told me I'm fired. I mean, when you're using these different psychological triggers, the forces of the universe are in your favor to go to get a new client, a contract, a check, a credit card today. Too aggressive, right?
Well, you know what I like about it? It's, I think you used the word assertive, which I think is great because it has a tendency to kind of cut through all the fat and let's just talk turkey, right? And you do it in a way that it's direct, but I almost feel like you're kind of flanking the person because with aggressive, I see you coming, but with this, it's kind of, I'm walking right into it myself, which I really love about that because I think somebody, especially like me, who's a friendly guy and I think it allows me to maintain my friendly demeanor, but still to be assertive enough where we can get to a decision, right? And I really appreciate that about your system because it allows me to kind of, I can get a little bit uncomfortable and awkward by being direct, but I can still smile and say, hey, we're all friends here. And either way, you know, and I really like that because I think sometimes what a lot of us are afraid of is we don't want to be aggressive to the point where it changes my, like, hey, I'm kind of Mr. Rogers, right? So I don't want to, you know, hey, neighbor.
In the neighborhood.
That's it, right? So I don't want to, but I really like that because in a way, I think it's actually, you're really respecting the person who you're speaking to more, right? Because you're being in this space of truth, right? I don't know if that's the right term, but.
It's a great term. Space of truth. I'm going to steal that from you. Thank you.
You'd steal it. Absolutely. Okay. But I like the fact that it allows for that. It's like almost a breathing exercise when I'm watching you do it. Space of truth. I love it. But that is brilliant. So I know a lot of people, one of the common questions we get all the time, right, is not my clients, because we teach them the right way, but a lot of coaches, consultants, course creators, they have these conversations. They get right to the 1 yard line. And they say, great, welcome to the program. I can't wait, but I don't want to take your credit card. I don't, you know, whatever it is. So I'm going to have somebody else do that. Are there any tips, tricks? Do you have to take the credit card on that phone call? Can you give it to somebody else to do? What does that look like? How do we cross that threshold?
When I'm going to use a metaphor or story here, when you were dating your beautiful wife many, many moons ago in college, and you went on that first date and she laughed at your bad jokes and then you walked her to her dorm room or whatever. She closed her eyes and tilted her head. What did you do, Tom?
I went in for the kiss.
You went in for the kiss. It's called the magic moment for a reason, Tom. You said, hey, Julie, you know what? I'll come back in a week or two. I want to think about that kiss.
Right. No way.
You didn't do that. You did I'm sorry. I'm the most unwoke guy in the world. You went and you kissed. It was mutual.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
In sales, and that's, I did that analogy because in sales, you have this little magic moment, this little honeymoon. You've had a good conversation if you're using the right words the right way, asking questions, showing interest and empathy to that person. And you have that magic moment. Tom, you know what? I've made a decision. We're going to go ahead and do this. We worked out the financing. And what card would you like to use, Tom?
Okay. What card would you like to use? Got it. Well, okay. All right. And then you just go right there and you do it.
Sometimes you just got to go and kiss the girl. Listen, she's either going to kiss you back, she's going to slap you, or her father's going to come out in his moose pajamas with a shotgun. This is life. You got to take risks.
All right, so I'm going to go for it. I want to get granular because I hear my audience. I know what they're thinking. Two things come up when this happens. One of them is I got to move some money around, right? I don't have it all like on one card. You know, do you mind if I just call you back tonight?
Tom, whatever you want to do. Tell you what, though, Tom, you want to get started as soon as possible, right? I had a feeling that you've made a decision and you're a man of your word. I want to send you some of my study materials to get started. Could you put a token amount down now and then call me with the balance at 6:30 tonight? Would that be all right?
Perfect. Got it. Okay. Yes.
Off the role play. What happens when you get a token amount versus nothing?
It's an event. It's a moment where now I've made a real commitment.
Oh, you said the word. I was going to hold up the big C. You said the word commitment. What happens when we get out of the magic moment? Okay, you got to remember, this is emotion. The million-dollar rule that my mentor taught me is people make immediate business and sometimes social decisions emotionally. You've got an emotional magic moment right now. You're on a honeymoon.
Right.
When they get off that phone, the blood pressure comes down. The body starts to clear out the adrenaline and everything. And they go to somebody else, say, oh, Tom Kroll, no, we can do better than him. I got a much better guy, a better program, or something. They get some negativity and they're out of that magic moment. You've lost all that work. You were on the phone, all the marketing money you spent, everything. You just lost that prize. This is why I say there's a good place for assertiveness. If the person gives you $100, $500 down on a real estate deal, on a coaching program, whatever,
right.
They've made a commitment.
Right. Got it.
How about contracts? Same thing. Your coaching clients use contracts, I would assume.
Some of them do, some of them don't. It's actually with coaching for the ticket items that are like 5K and less or 3K and less, it's about 50-50. Or sometimes they collect and then they send a contract later. Typically on like the 15, 25, 75, 120 price points. Well, I will say the contract, that process can take a 2-4 week process because the contract is more rev share or a big amount up front broken into payments and things like that.
Yeah. When I say a contract, I use something called reciprocity. We're on the honeymoon period. We've worked out the financing for the coaching program and everything else back in the role play. Tom, you know what? I am so and then we do use something we call stroking and nurturing. A stroke is a sincere compliment. Nurture is a compliment on steroids. It's very emotional. And then there's empathy. We know how you feel. Right. And we combine that. And Tom, I am so glad we're working together. You know, we're going to turn this business around for you. We're going to you're going to see magic happen in the next 30 days in your coaching business. We're going to increase your amount of clients and we're going to make it a lot more fun. Could I ask one small little favor from you, Tom?
Just a little
baby. Sure. I'm going to send you an agreement. I've made you a lot of promises. I have them on a very simple 1.5-page agreement. Could you do me a favor? I'm going to send you a DocuSign. Could you get it back to me before 2:30 this afternoon so I can start focusing on you and design a marketing business plan? Would you mind doing that?
That would be fine. I can do that. Yes.
Boom. Now, I got money down. I got a contract today. Have you ever lost a contract, a client, or somebody who ghosted you because you didn't do these assertive moves up front? I'm not bullying anybody in these role plays, am I?
No, not at all. No. You are taking the lead, but I don't feel like I'm being bullied. No. And that's what I love about it. I see that clearly.
You get that one chance to kiss the girl. You know, you're not allowed to think about it.
I love it. Yeah. And yeah, Julie would not have kissed me if I had waited 2 weeks. That's for sure.
Yeah. She would have said, what's with that guy? You know?
Yeah. There's no way. All right. So I want to ask one last question because this is so, and then I want to find out how they can reach you. And if there's something we could do for our listeners at Coaching Inc. that is just for you, but one question that constantly happens or one stumbling block for a lot of our clients and who we work with is that they get to the end of the call and then there is this objection. We call it the higher authority, right? Claude, I got to talk to my wife. I got to talk to my business partner. I'm 100% sure they're going to love it. But I've got to really just double check because he owns half the business or, you know, X, Y, and Z. I don't do anything without talking to my wife. Is there something that we can do either early on or at the end of the call to say, hey, like, what is the magic Claude Diamond secret sauce on this higher authority objection that comes up so frequently?
Coaches, it's time to take massive imperfect action. Go right now to coachinginc.com to schedule a clarity call with us so we can help you take your business to brand new heights. That website again is coachinginc.com. So head over there now and we'll see you on the next episode of Coaching Inc.